Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Magho with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Jammu and Kashmir following recent terror attacks. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal says three new criminal laws to be effective from next month have been framed to deliver speedy justice. Efforts continue to evacuate over 1,200 tourists stranded in North Sikkim due to landslides. All tourists reported safe. IMD issues red alert for heat wave over northwest, central and east India for next 2 days. And in women's cricket, first match of three ODI series between India and South Africa underway in Bengaluru. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. During the meeting, Mr. Shah will take stock of the security situation in the wake of the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha and Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla are attending the meeting. Director of Intelligence Bureau, senior Army officers, including Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey and Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of CAPFs, Chief Secretary and DGP of JNK and other senior officers are also present in the meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has directed the Civil and Police Administration to work in close coordination with the security agencies to neutralize the terror ecosystem. He directed that those aiding and abetting terrorists and their ecosystem should not be spared. The Lieutenant Governor said this while chairing a high-level meeting on the security situation in Srinagar yesterday. During the meeting, the Lieutenant Governor sought the action taken report from the DCs and SSPs to curb the menace of drug abuse in their respective districts. The government has organized a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata today. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, while inaugurating the conference, said that the three new criminal laws, which are entirely freed from the colonial hangover, have been framed to deliver speedy justice to the people. He said laws need to be changed according to time and the situation of the country. There have long been demands from various quarters of the country to amend the repressive criminal laws of the British era.
इंडियन पिनल कोड और क्रिमिनल प्रोसीजर कोड और इंडियन एविडेंस एक्ट, ये तीनों चेंजेज हो रहे हैं पूरा कंसल्टेशन प्रोसेस लेकर के, लॉ कमीशन ऑफ इंडिया की रिपोर्ट्स को ध्यान में रखते हुए और पूरे कंसल्टेशन प्रोसेस के साथ इनको चेंजेज किए हैं। ये 1 जुलाई से लागू होंगे। भारतीय न्याय संहिता, भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता और भारतीय साक्ष्य अधिनियम, इसके लिए बीपीएनआरडी ये भी ट्रेनिंग दे रही है। हमारी जो जुडिशियल एकेडमी, जो नेशनल लॉ यूनिवर्सिटीज हैं, उन सब जगह इसकी ट्रेनिंग की व्यवस्था, हमारा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर जो खड़ा होना है, एफएसएल की जो लेबोरेटरी ज्यादा बढ़ानी है, ये सब चीजें साथ साथ चल रही है।
In recognition of this, three new laws, namely the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bharatiya Sakshya Act 2023 will be effective from the first of the next month and give people the right to timely, speedy and error-free justice instead of the colonial repressive criminal laws. Union Law and Justice Secretary Rajiv Maini and Central Law Commission Member Secretary Rita Vashisht discussed various important aspects of the new three laws. In December last year, the President gave assent to these laws. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerana Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. Prerana Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. Union Minister for Rural Development, Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts on Tuesday from Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years. Mr. Chauhan said that he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on Tuesday. He said that he has also reviewed the work plan for his ministry under the 100-day plan of the new government. The minister further added that he has to take every problem seriously, and if there is a need to change the rules and regulations of the scheme, then amendments will be executed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight over the Smritivan Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it to world selection for the UNESCO Pre-Vasai Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Smritivan in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. The world's most beautiful achievements recognition granted by the Prix Vasai highlights the primary role of the laureates in beautifying and improving the living environment. These achievements, awarded each year by the Prix Vasai, are examples presented to the world as signs of exceptional architecture and design. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class trains will start in the next 2 months. Currently, Railways is running Vande Bharat Express with only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said in New Delhi there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper train. Vande Bharat train is the first indigenous semi-high-speed train. The minister said in the next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and providing comfortable journey to the passengers. He said in the last 10 years, 35,000 kilometers of rail tracks have been built. Mr. Vaishnav said, to clear the extra rush of passengers during the summer season, Indian Railways has operated around 20,000 special trains in which around 4 crore passengers traveled. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
In the wake of heavy rainfall and landslides, efforts are being made today to evacuate more than 1,200 domestic and 15 foreign tourists stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district. District Collector of Mangan, Hem Kumar Chhetri, informed All India Radio that while airlifting the stranded tourists is currently not possible due to poor weather conditions, the road connectivity is also blocked at many places. However, he informed that all tourists are safe in their hotels. Mr. Chhetri assured that once the weather permits, they will ensure the safe return of tourists.
अभी तक जो information है उसके हिसाब से करीब 2,000 tourists हमारे लाचुंग और चुंगथांग में जो फंसे हुए हैं वो सभी सुरक्षित हैं वो अपने अपने होटल में रुके हुए हैं district administration उनकी safety के लिए पूरी तरह से लगे हुए हैं जैसे ही weather improve हो जाएगा उनको हम लोग वहाँ से evacuate करके अपने अपने घर भेज
Incessant rains and landslides in Sikkim have claimed 9 lives and left more than 1,200 tourists stranded in Mangan district. Over the past 4 days, Sikkim has faced 2 natural calamities. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over isolated pockets of Bihar, Jharkhand, northeast Madhya Pradesh, north Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand today. The same conditions are also expected in most parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 2 days. The IMD said that severe heatwave conditions are likely in some parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division and North Rajasthan till Tuesday. Yesterday, the highest maximum temperature recorded in the plains of northwest India was 46.5 degrees Celsius at Gurdaspur in Punjab. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their inputs online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 28th of this month. An Indian Air Force IAF contingent participated in the exercise Red Flag 2024 conducted at Eielson Air Force Base, Alaska of the United States Air Force. This was the second edition of Exercise Red Flag 2024, which is an advanced aerial combat training exercise held four times in a year by the U.S. Air Force. The exercise witnessed participation of the Indian Air Force, along with Republic of Singapore Air Force, Royal Air Force of the United Kingdom, Royal Netherlands Air Force, German Luftwaffe, and the U.S. Air Force. The IAF contingent participated with a Rafale aircraft and personnel comprising air crew, technicians, engineers, controllers, and subject matter experts. This was the first time the IAF Rafale aircraft participated in Exercise Red Flag. The Exercise Red Flag 2024 was conducted from the 4th to the 14th of this month. In Ladakh, in a spirited tribute to the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas, the Indian Army organized a mini-marathon, Run for Fun, for students in Kargil, Ladakh. The event, held from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., saw enthusiastic participation from more than 316 students aged 15 to 18 years from both boys and girls categories. Starting from Khri Sultan Chu Sports Stadium, the 5-kilometer run followed a route towards Kumbathang and back. Brigadier Pratik Brasher, commander of the 121 Infantry Brigade, was the chief guest, and Deputy Commissioner Kargil Shrikant Suse, the guest of honor, jointly flagged off the marathon. Muslims across the United Arab Emirates and around the globe ushered in the holy festival of Eid al-Adha with prayers and celebrations on Sunday, June 16. Eid al-Adha, also called the Feast of Sacrifice, is one of the two major Islamic festivals observed annually. It commemorates Prophet Ibrahim's ultimate test of faith when God commanded him to sacrifice his son Ismail before providing a lamb as a substitute. The day began with special Eid prayers and the ritual of sacrificing, reenacting Ibrahim's willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice out of obedience to God. In the T20 World Cup cricket, Australia defeated Scotland by 5 wickets at the Darren Sami National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia this morning. More from our correspondent.
Scotland needed a victory in the Group B match to advance to the next round. Despite setting a competitive target of 181, Australia managed a thrilling chase, reaching 182 for 5 with just 2 balls remaining. Travis Head led the charge with a solid 68 runs of 49 balls, while Marcus Stoinis' blistering 59 of 29 deliveries earned him the Player of the Match award. Earlier put into bat first, Scotland posted a total of 180 for 5 in their allotted 20 overs. Scotland's loss paved their exit from the tournament, while England secured a place in the Super 8 from Group B thanks to a superior net run rate. Pakistan is set to face Ireland in a Group A encounter at the Central Broward Regional Park Stadium in Florida this evening. Both teams, already eliminated from the tournament, will be playing for pride, with India and USA having already secured their spots in the Super 8 from Group A. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In women's cricket, the match between India and South Africa in the first of the 3-match ODI series is underway at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India were 34-2 in 8.3 overs a short while ago. A large number of devotees took a holy dip in River Ganges on the occasion of Ganga Dashehra today. Crowds of devotees were seen at ghats in Prayagraj, Varanasi, Haridwar, Garh Mukteshwar and other places since early morning. Special security arrangements were put in place by the police in Uttar Pradesh on this occasion. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Jammu and Kashmir following recent terror attacks. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal says 3 new criminal laws to be effective from next month have been framed to deliver speedy justice. Efforts continue to evacuate over 1,200 tourists stranded in North Sikkim due to landslides. All tourists reported safe. IMD issues red alert for heat wave over northwest, central and east India for next 2 days. And in women's cricket, first match of 3 ODI series between India and South Africa underway in Bengaluru. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.com and news on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.